Because I have asked God, I say, God, in the entire Bible, I very seldom see people shaking. Except when they are in your presence and they are trembling. And I have searched God. I say, God, why do some people shake so much when they prophesy? Is it not one reason we realize is the anointing may be too strong for them to contain. But the other is sometimes the Spirit wants to flow through their body. In a demonstration, in an action. And they are not learning to flow in that prophetic move. So there is resistance. All kinds of funny things happening. And they are resisting. A person named, what's his name? Joe Jordan. I have watched him minister in one videotape. And when he prophesied, he also demonstrated in an action. Powerful. So that's the what I call the next level in yielding. There is a third level that is very difficult to flow along. The first, most people yield in prophecy is just yielding their mind, yielding all their inner being to God and getting the prophecy, either by vision, dream, or through a word, etc. But the second realm of yielding in the spirit of prophecy is to yield our body and actions to the Lord so that the Lord can flow. The next time you're prophesying, be more attentive to that. Whether the Spirit is flowing in certain areas, then let Him flow and you recognize that that there is a realm that He wants you to move into, even in your own life. Now, there's a third realm that is quite hard, but I'll just skip over to the third realm first. We turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 24, when his wife died. Chapter 24, verse 15 and 16. Also, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with one stroke. Yet you shall neither mourn nor weep, nor shall your tears run down. Sigh in silence, make no mourning for the dead. Bind your turban on your head, put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your lips and do not eat man's bread of sorrow. The third realm is very, very deep. The third realm of a prophet's yieldedness is where even his entire life becomes a visible prophecy. When we look into the prophet Hosea, you realize that Hosea's wife represents Israel to whom he was prophesying to. And now, when his wife died, Ezekiel's wife died, God demanded of him to use the incident in a prophetic way. Very, very peculiar. This realm in the Bible, as I studied, seems to be a realm that prophets of the fivefold type move into when they go very deep into the realm of God. That is the reason why, of all people in a fivefold call to celibacy, the greatest percentage are prophets. You may notice that. Most people call to a pastoral ministry are married because it's a requirement among the qualifications that Timothy was given in the book of Timothy and in Titus by Paul. But the greatest percentage of people called to be prophets also have a call to celibacy. But that doesn't mean that you cannot enter into the full prophet's ministry just because you're married. It doesn't mean that. But we're talking about there are areas where some are required to move so deep that they go into that realm. Now, if you are already married and you feel you're called to be a prophet, don't you dare start praying for the other guy to go home quickly. Right? It's not God's will for you to pray like that. Right? Don't get this wrong. Cruel. That's very cruel. But there's this third realm where, like Hosea, Ezekiel's life is used. See, Jeremiah was a celibate. Elijah was a celibate. Elisha was a celibate. So there are quite a number of them. Daniel seems to be celibate too. However, they were successful ones who were not, who were married. Right? Samuel was married. Moses was married. So they were. But the higher percentage of the fivefold prophets are all single. God called them to that realm. Why? Because some of them has to move into the third realm of prophecy. And there is a person who is actually an evangelist teacher, but he also has a measure of the prophetic realm. That is John Soong. You remember John Soong, you read his biography. John Soong has a very peculiar manifestation in his life. You see, his life is tied to China, if you remember. And the Lord told him that there was a blood period, a water period, and a dove period, if you remember. And every time that nation go to different periods, long ago in his ministry, he's already died and gone. In his biography, it says, he experienced different manifestation even on his physical body. That's very, very strange. Even on his physical body. And during the blood period, there was blood that came out. That is an area which most of us, when we read it, we put a question mark. And we put it, this is something quite sacred that we don't fully understand. But as we look at it tonight, we understand it to be the third realm of prophecy. In that third realm, God even uses the person's entire life becomes a prophecy. Not just the person's words, but the person's entire life becomes the prophecy. It's a very deep and powerful realm. And God has given me an easy one. Just one. It's not fully completed yet, so I can't share that. But there's just one. And it's an easy one. But I'm not called into that third realm. Some of you may be. And we'll pray for you. Praise the Lord. If you think that was all, some signs are so strange, which is why it's so hard to understand some of the ways God used to work in chapter 5 of Ezekiel. God told Ezekiel in chapter 5 verse 1 to shave botak. Now you understand, don't condemn some people who seem to have a very peculiar walk. But it's between them and God. As long as they don't force everybody to be like them. If God told you to dress in white all the time, no problem. We won't run you down. But don't make everybody wear white. Not only that, we all have to do a lot of laundry. Because white dirties quite easily. So, but some people, let's give them the benefit of doubt. I want to enlarge the vision of the body of Christ to receive prophets that in the last days may rise up more and more peculiar, but still in line with the word. Where some of them may just choose to wear, like there's a wonderful dear lady in our church, and she's like a mother figure. The Lord specifically told her to only wear white. She's a very, very spiritual lady. Very. And the Lord has not told me that. Obviously. But there is a certain realm in that area. Like the East Malaysian revival in Bakalalang. The Lord told them to wear certain robes and garments. Strange. And some of us Christians over here in the West Malaysia and here in Singapore, we read about them or we hear about them, and some Christians here, some churches here tend to be judgmental. And we say, can that be God? Are you sure God tell all those people to do that? See, we question over here, but we don't realize there is a realm there. that God may be dealing with them in their area, in various areas. So let's, where it doesn't contradict the word, doesn't conflict, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. So there may be some people with certain peculiarities. Now I pray that you don't purposely do it just to get in the flesh or to get attention. Then it's different. How do we know it? The anointing. If all you do is have a certain peculiarity minus the anointing, that at least if you got your peculiar and get the anointing, you're still very lovable. But your peculiar minus the anointing, I think, you know, the place for you is in a funny farm. So, imagine the Lord telling a person, shave botak. And as if that's not enough, he must take all his hair, and one third he must burn. One third he must scatter around. And then one third he must take a sword and then hit it. Say, Ezekiel, why you do this thing? Why you cut your hair now want to fight with your hair? Isn't it strange? All these things that Ezekiel did. And these are only some of the signs. There are 10 signs that Ezekiel has to do. All through that time, he could not talk. The power of God was so strong on him, the entire 6 years, he could not talk. And we may move into that realm. Some of you are praying for some people you know that they have the anointing and they couldn't talk. But there is a certain realm of anointing. I have seen when the power of God moves in some people, and there's a particular, long ago when we were starting off in the ministry in Penang, we were praying for a particular sister, and she was sitting in a chair. After prayer, the sister could talk, but she said, I cannot move. She could not move. So try to move the hand, could not move. So you heard about falling under the power. Wait till you hear about being arrested under the power. Could not move. And he said, help, could not move. So all we can do is say, stay there and praise God. So she was seated on the chair, or rather she was glued to the chair for some time. See, I could not move. She said, just worship God. She felt the presence of God all over me, and she could not move. She was there for some time, and we were praying her for some time. And during that time, when we left her alone there, God had a very good talk with her. An interesting talk. Kenneth E. Hagin, who is quite old now in the ministry, sometimes in his ministry, when he moved very deep into the Spirit, he lost the ability to talk in human language. I was in one of the camp meetings and that happened. And it looked very strange. He could not. He said he could think in English, but he couldn't come out. He moved so deep into the realm of the Spirit. And particularly, he's also called to be a prophet. A very strange and deep realm. And these are some of the signs. But the main message of this section from chapter 4 to 20, chapter 4 to 24, is that the glory is departed. And what a message. Every sign he did show the glory has departed. Like when he slept on one side and he has to cook his food with dung. And then his hair that represents glory has to be burned. Every sign he performs shows the glory has departed in different ways. In chapter 8, he was taken in a vision. In chapter 8 verse 1, he was taken in a vision. And it says in Chapter 8, verse 1, it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah, sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of fire.